Welcome to Street Knowledge with Chris Graham.
Welcome to the podcast, Chris Graham. And I've got a special guest, Brady Pack's Executive Director, Brian Lemick. And we're going to talk about gun control. And specifically first, we're going to start with the endorsement of Brady Pack today announced in the Virginia Attorney General race for Mark Herring. Brian, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Christopher.
And please talk about the decision to endorse Mark Herring. He served as Attorney General for two terms, running for a third term in Virginia, and he has been very active, obviously, in the gun violence area. But talk about the endorsement and the decision to endorse Mark Herring for a third term.
We think it's very important to take care of our friends, and Attorney General Herring has done everything he could to honor his commitment to the movement and to honor his commitment to ending gun violence in Virginia. He's an interesting spot because he's an attorney general with the NRA in his backyard, right? You imagine there's a lot of additional pressure that comes with that. He didn't fold at any point. He honors his commitment, and we're real proud to endorse him. And then Virginia State was such a rich gun culture. He proved that you can have gun violence prevention measures, but still maintain that culture in the state. And so it's a fine line that he's done a great job with.
Yeah, Mark Herring and Democrats in the General Assembly last year, 2020, before the pandemic, there was a lot of folks in Virginia will remember the lobby day activities in Richmond last January of 2020. Basically an effort, it seemed like, to just bully the General Assembly into not taking the action they eventually did a couple months later. A lot of folks stood up, and Mark Herring was one of those. How do you rate how Virginia's done since the Democrats have taken control of the General Assembly a couple years ago? A lot of activity in the gun violence area, but how do you rate as the executive director of Brady Pack how Virginia's doing so far?
Well, 2019 was evidence for all that elections matter, because once that legislature flipped the way that it did, they started passing gun violence prevention measures almost immediately. So I would rate every single one of those that took those votes just an A effort there. They certainly came in knowing that the right gun laws at the state level can save lives almost immediately, and they put that right to action.
The backdrop against which we're talking, we have the once again now, I guess, as the country's starting to open up more, we're seeing, unfortunately, the headlines as we've seen for years. Mass shootings are in the headlines. Now, mass shootings get the headlines. They're not necessarily indicative of how, the bulk of the deaths that come from guns. 40,000 people a year die from gun violence in America, but it certainly does get the attention to it. Also, against the backdrop we're talking is President Biden announcing a couple weeks ago his support for some pretty strong gun control measures. Brian, talk to us about the momentum. It seems like, Virginia, certainly with elections mattering in 2019, and we've seen activity in Virginia elections last November. Maybe we'll see some activity and some momentum in Congress. So talk about that and how important it is that President Biden is doing what, he promised he would when he ran for president last year.
Yeah, again, I feel like you and I are just talking. Everything's going to be they're honoring their commitments. But that's what we're seeing here from the president as well. He ran on a gun violence prevention platform. He had the support of all of the groups. He also, and this is the same guy in the 90s, President Biden was working with Jim and Sarah Brady to pass the original background checks. He was there for an assault weapon ban. I mean, he was outspoken following Sandy Hook. So his commitment's been clear. The first 60, 70, 80 days, we started to get a little, I'll call it concerned. He's not really talking about it very much. We're hearing interesting things from Jen Psaki, and all of a sudden, he calls the groups in, announces these six measures that he's going to introduce, and we're particularly happy about all of them. The question, though, Chris, is like, why should the president be responsible for that? It's almost unfair to ask him to do that when we've got Congress and we've got these folks that are meant to legislate and make laws, and they're just not, despite the will of the people, with over 90% of Americans supporting and encouraging expanding background checks. So that's something we're just going to keep bumping up against. We have to fix.
Is that why, because Congress has been so unwilling to act for several cycles now, does that make it more important at the state level, like in Virginia, yes, for state legislatures to take action?
Absolutely. And everyone gets so caught up in the presidentials and these federal elections when You and I know this, the real reality and what impacts our lives the most is what's happening at the local level. You know, vote local, please vote local, because that's how you can get these kind of life-saving measures and other things that really help you and your community the most. So yeah, Virginia really is doing a great job here. They are a beacon for the rest of the country to follow. And we know that 21, we have a really important election coming up as well. We have to hold those seats because, again, elections matter. And this could all flip and change again.
So elections definitely matter. We've seen it the last couple of cycles, both at the state level and national level. Primaries, that's what's coming up. Well, Mark Herring in a primary, Virginia having primaries in June. I imagine that this endorsement isn't just something that you're sending out as a press release, but that Brady Pack will organize and try to get your supporters to go out and vote. Talk about those efforts and how important that is.
Absolutely. I mean, he's earned it, right? He's earned it. So Brady comes with a really powerful group of volunteers that are very active in the state, that can make calls, that can knock doors, that can be at events when, you know, we start doing more and more in person. Also, being a political action committee, contributions are a part of our effort as well. If necessary in the general, if we have to put up ads and do other things of that nature to help him and to protect him, we'll do that also.
Well, Brian, I think that answers everything I wanted to talk about here. Brian Lemick from Brady Pack, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Street Knowledge with Chris Graham. Get up-to-the-minute local news, politics, and sports online at AugustaFreePress.com.